This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. A growing number of Palestinian Christians are leaving the occupied West Bank because they're struggling to make ends meet. That is the warning from local church leaders. Since Hamas's attack on the 7th of October and the start of the war in Gaza, Israel has revoked work permits for 150,000 Palestinians in the West Bank. A drop in tourism has also hit local communities hard, as the BBC's Sarah Munetta reports.
The sound of the bells of the Nativity Church in Bethlehem rings out across a deserted square. The streets, once brimming with tourists and pilgrims, now are mostly empty and silent.
80% of the local population in Bethlehem depend on tourism. Since October 7, everything stopped. People are out of their jobs. Facilities are closed.
Laila Asfura has been working in tourism for almost 20 years. She is an active member of the local Christian community and says many people who have lost their jobs are now cutting down on food and other basic goods to make ends meet.
Some families really are very much in need. Many of them already left the country. The other, they are living here depending on the church's aid or the organization aid.
Have you considered leaving?
Seriously? At some point, yes. I will not do it. I love my country. I have my family here. But we're thinking how long we can survive.
After Hamas's attack, Israel revoked permits for over 150,000 Palestinian workers from the West Bank. For over 5 months now, they haven't received any income. So those who can afford it are looking for a way out.
We have at least 50 families in the last 5 months who left. And we have also many Christian families who opted at the very beginning of the war to leave.
Father Fadi Diab is an Anglican priest from Ramallah.
It's sad to think of the Holy Land as a tourist site where people would come from around the world to see empty churches without, you know, a community.
When I meet him here in London, he is trying to raise awareness about the difficulties his community and Palestinians in the West Bank in general are facing.
What we need is tangible actions on the ground. We want the British government to put pressure on the Israeli government to remove the checkpoints, to allow people to reach their, you know, places of work, to allow, you know, humanitarian aid to come in. These actions what makes difference for the community on the ground.
He believes only through diplomacy and with the involvement of the international community, peace could return to the Holy Land.
That's the BBC's Sarah Munetta.